Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. We've got our dear friend Carlton Huffman, who was an operative with, I totally forgot that you're with the Trump campaign. Holy cow, I remember that. They loved you back.
Mea culpa.
Yeah, well, dude, I mean, you helped the media out. I don't know how much I can say, but yeah, moving on. What do the voters think of all of this? I mean, they've got to be smart enough to see through the BS, no?
Well, whenever Facebook first came out, it allowed you to designate your relation status. And so I would sit there and say that old status, it's complicated, applies in this case.
Yeah.
When it comes to Trump's signature issues, the economy and immigration, he is falling down into the 40s and in some cases into the high 30s. So his signature issues that he has always had his brand rely on are basically collapsing underneath him, because we've seen the dollar lose 20% of its value since the start of the year. Gold has gone from 2,500 an ounce to over 4,000 an ounce. You see the job gains have basically ground to a halt. And we got Trump firing the Bureau of Labor Statistics chief because they were given job numbers that he didn't like. So, and he's basically proposing to rewrite all the economic markers, including the times that companies have to report their earnings, basically to try and get rid of any data that is going to counter the narrative. I mean, he even said it just a few days ago that interest is down, inflation is down, which is clearly not the case. And he said that prices are down, which at the beginning of the year, I was paying $14.99 for a pound of ribeye beef. It's up to $20+ a pound of ribeye beef. So when it comes to the economy, people realize, okay, he has not made it better than what it was under Joe Biden. When it comes to immigration, they are looking at the ICE raids. They're realizing, okay, we're not just going after MS-13 or Trinidadian gangbangers. We are going in and going after daycare workers. We're going after factory workers, people who work on the farm, people who keep our economy going. And he's going after them. That's an underreported fact that the labor market and the labor cost is going up for people. And that's another cost on top of the tariffs for companies in this country. Where it gets complicated is that people still look at the Democratic Party and still don't think that the Democrats have really internalized any of the lessons from the Biden years and from the 2024 election. The Democrats have found a mode where they can oppose Trump and they can put like points on the board when it comes to policy, but have they figured out who they are yet? They haven't, unfortunately, and they still have time to do that. And as far as elections, we're actually going to get a good barometer. I gave credit to Wisconsin back in April when in that Supreme Court election, it was a double-digit win in the face of all of Elon Musk money for that Wisconsin Supreme Court seat. In just a few weeks, we get governor's elections in Virginia and in New Jersey. And in every special election around the country, we have seen Democrat turnout and Democrat enthusiasm is dramatically up compared to the 2024 election results. But whenever a lot of money is on the table and whenever the Republicans are fully engaged, we don't have a definitive marker to show where the voters are. We're going to get that here in a few weeks in Virginia and New Jersey.
It's so wild. Like when we were both in the party in Wisconsin, we would talk, and it was kind of common knowledge that in the midterms, we would do better. When turnout's down, we do better. And it seems like that is completely flipped on its head.
It absolutely has. So whenever we were Republicans in good standing, the Republican coalition looked very different. You had moderate suburban voters who generally leans like moderate on social issues, but were fiscally conservative.
Right.
And they saw the Republican Party as their natural home. In the Trump era, it became obviously a lot more populist, and that attracted a breed of voter who, in the past, voted for Barack Obama, especially in the Midwest. I mean, you had folks who voted for Obama both times, but have now voted for Donald Trump three times in a row in a presidential election because he campaigns on grievance. And these are voters who they did accurately diagnose that they got screwed. Beginning in the early 2000s, as we saw outsourcing of manufacturing jobs, we saw the financial crisis where the big banks got bailed out while we all had to deal with the consequences. And while we did have a recovery during the Obama years, that recovery was not broad-based. It was not across the board. It was not evenly distributed. And Trump was able to sit there and say to these people, you know, you're not feeling good about your circumstances. We know you got screwed. I'm going to give you somebody to blame.
I am your
retribution. And that's why the coalition has shifted. And those voters that show up whenever Trump's on the ballot, they do not always show up in the midterms. And that's going to be the Republicans' biggest challenge whenever we head into next November.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I see with the Democratic Party, are they like holding their powder dry and just letting the Republicans just run roughshod because they know that, hey, this is going to, at the end of the day, this is going to work in our favor because they're going to just screw stuff up so bad.
And they would be making the same mistake that they made in the 2024 election. I mean, when Biden was on the ballot, they assumed no matter what people think about Joe Biden and his ability to do the job, they do not want a 37-time convicted felon with a record of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol to overturn the results of an election he lost. And then whenever they switched to Kamala, they said, no matter the fact that we didn't really have a chance to have a primary and debate the issues, that as long as Trump is the alternative on the ballot, that the voters will always choose the alternative. And we saw that that plainly was not the case. Trump did win the popular vote. And that's something that is painful to admit. And it's a very different reality than what happened in 2016. You can't blame the Electoral College. You can't blame just a fluke. It was a systematic across the board. Donald Trump won the popular vote, and he won with the broadest Republican coalition since Dwight Eisenhower.
Right. And we're going to talk about this, the military and all that good stuff coming up here at the next segment here with our dear friend Carlton Huffman on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.